That would be the fifth book. See that Duke there? Fifth book in the Bible. Chapter number 30. Deuteronomy chapter number 30 this morning. I would like to read some scripture here this morning and then bring you a message this morning. I feel like very important for every person here today. Deuteronomy chapter 30, I want to look first at verse number 15. Look at it with me if you will, please. It says, see, the Lord says, see, I have set before thee this day life and good, death and evil. He didn't say life and death, good and evil. Life and good, death and evil. Ain't no in between. The Lord said, I said it right here in front of you today. Life, death, good, evil. You know there's no such thing as in between good and evil. There's no such thing as something that ain't right or wrong. There's no such thing as something that ain't alive or dead. It's either alive or it's dead. Right? There ain't, you say, well, he's half dead. Well, he's alive then. It ain't half wrong or half right. Good, evil, right, wrong. Now, look at verse 19. Look at verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you. Here it is again. Life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. Now look at that. He said, I've said it for you. Life, death, blessing, cursing. Now you get to choose which one you want. God said, I put it out there and you choose which way you want. I'm going to preach this morning on this subject. Choices. Choices. I preached a long time ago on a sermon called We Win or Lose by What We Choose. Your choices is a gift that God gave you. The Lord's always voting for you. The devil's always voting against you. And you, my friend, have the deciding vote of which way your life will go. Your life is not determined for you. It is determined by you. There are certain things in life we have no power over. It just come our way and you just got to deal with it. But most of our life is expressed by the choices that we make. Your philosophy is expressed by your choices. In other words, people don't know what you are by your words. People know what you believe by the choices that you make. In the long run, you shape your life and yourself by the choices that you make, and the process never ends until you die. You have freedom to choose which course you take. You do not have the freedom to choose the consequences of that. God does. You can go out here and do anything you want to. You can go out here and shoot somebody. You can go out here and break in a store. You can do whatever you want to. God's not going to stop you. He don't make your choices for you. You do. But you're not going to stop him from knocking your head off one of these days either. When he finally judges you, he gives you freedom of choice. That's a tremendous responsibility. The choices of time are binding in eternity. When you have to make a choice and don't make it, that is a choice. Now, I'll illustrate this morning. When I come in, you know how I got there today? I'll show you how I got there. I come in this door this morning. I walked in this door. When I walked in this door, I had a choice to make. I could go that way, I could go that way, or I could go that way. Watch, I made a choice just now. I made another one just now. You'd be surprised if you knew how many choices you've made today already. I made another choice. You can see which way my life's going, can't you? By the choices, I'm headed that way. I can tell by where some of y'all headed by the choices you're making right now. See, you kids, you think, here's what you kids think. You think you can choose to go this way and wind up over there somewhere. And it don't work like that. You know what gets you in a mess? Wrong choices. You want to get you out of a mess? Right choices. It don't take a genius to understand that. You know what makes me good? You, of course, Brother Danny, you know, I choose to take that step. I choose to take that one. I choose to take that one. You know how I wound up here? Choices I made. You know why I'm not sitting over yonder? I chose not to. You know why I'm not sitting over there? I chose not to. You know why I'm standing up here? I chose to. You know why you're sitting where you're sitting? You chose to, unless somebody got your seat and you want to knock them out of it. And if they did, you choose that seat. We're always making choices. I heard about this guy the other day. He was a real funny guy. He was driving down the street in his town and a cop got behind him. And you know you're real nervous when a cop gets behind you and you want to just turn off somewhere hoping they won't turn off. Have you ever done that? I have plenty of times. I wasn't even going somewhere. I said, I'm just going to turn here. And I ain't even doing nothing wrong. But when they get behind you, you start weaving or something. And I've been pulled over for drinking twice and ain't never drunk in my life. That's true. I was looking at a map one time and I was doing something else the other time. But anyway, he said his cop got behind him and he's going down the road like that. And he thought, I'll just ditch this cop. So he pulls in this driveway and just drives right in there, right into the carport. Cop pulls in behind him. Cop gets out and said, what are you doing? He said, oh, I live here, officer. He said, no, you don't. I do. That's a bad choice, bad choice. That's what them choices do. Sometimes they backfire right in your face. Amen. They sure do. Now, you choose in life. You know why your hair looks like it does today? You chose to either fix it or not fix it that way. Now you say, well, I wish it was some other way. You might be able to do a little something with it. You might be able, but basically, you know why you got on the dress or the shirt or whatever you got on today? You chose. You think of all the choices we make. I mean, there's just to brush your teeth. I mean, to pass a car, to where to park. I mean, just thousands and thousands every single day. Right now, you're making choices. Am I going to listen to him? Or am I going to look at my phone? Am I going to look at, and your whole life is made by choices that you make. That puts a lot of responsibility on you. And you will have to just deal with the bad choices you make, and you get to enjoy the good one. I've made some bad choices in my life. I really have. And buddy, I live to pay for them. And thank God I've made some good ones. And I've enjoyed the benefits of that. I'm hoping that my life now will be all, mostly, I hope all, good choices so that I can be blessed. Now, watch it. You know, a lot of people, you talk to somebody and you say, now, you're gonna get right with the Lord, ain't you? And they'll say, yeah. I'm going this way. I'm going to a party. I'm going drinking. I'm going rocking, rolling, rapping, they're making wrong choices. And you say, you better watch out. That's all right. I'm going to wind up over there. And I'm going to do it again this weekend. And I'm going to do it again this weekend. But don't worry about me. I'm going to wind up over there. And I'm going to do that this weekend. And I'm going to do it again next weekend. But don't worry about me. I'm going to wind up over there. You keep telling yourself you're going to wind, and you don't ever do it. And that's what sends people to hell. And that's what, you know why? You keep telling yourself, I'm going this way, but I'm going to wind up over there. That ain't the way it works, y'all. You know where you're going to wind up? You want me to tell you where you're going to wind up? The direction you're going right now. That's why the Lord said, I set beside you life and death, good and evil. Therefore, choose life. Watch it here. I'll give you a couple of illustrations out of the Bible. Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve, God put that fruit right there in the Garden of Eden. And God said, don't eat it. You know what God let them do? Choose. Eve chose to eat the fruit. Adam chose to eat the fruit. Adam was a little more guilty than her. She was seduced by the devil. He chose. He knew exactly what he was doing. And he took it and took that fruit. As a result, They were chased out of the garden. As a result, they lost that living in paradise with God, and the choices they made are still affecting us today. The first boy on this earth, Cain, turned out to be a murderer. And the reason Cain turned out to be a murderer is because he either lost his temper or he was really, really jealous of his brother Abel, because God accepted Abel and God didn't accept Cain, and he's real jealous of him. He said, I hate him. God. And every day it just kept building in him and building in him and building. Now, what Cain should have done is went to Abel and said, look, man, I'm sorry. I had bad thoughts about you, and I want you to forgive me, and let's pray. I want what you've got. That's what he should have done. But instead he went, he thinks he's so good. God, and it built up in him and built up in him. And there come a point where Cain made a conscious choice. Now listen to me. Every time you've ever gotten trouble in your life, you come to a point where you choose. You gonna smoke that dope? You choose to do it. Ain't nobody got you down and hold you and make you. You know nobody can't make you sin. Not the devil, not your friends, not your parents. Nope. You say, well, they made me do it. Nobody can make you sin. They might take your hands and hold a knife in it and kill somebody, but that ain't you doing it. Your heart's right. Nobody can make your heart sin. It's your choice. It's your choice. It's your choice. Amen? I'm telling you, the prodigal son. The prodigal son, you know what he done? Went to his daddy one day and he said, Daddy, you know what? I don't want to wait till you die. You might live forever. I want my inheritance right now. And the dad said, all right, and nothing else to do, you, I'll give it to you. So he went and got all his money out of the bank and give it to him. And buddy, he lived it up for a while. So the Bible said there's pleasure in sin for what? Tell me. For a season. It's fun, but it don't last long. I mean, check them people out in Hollywood. I mean, you look at them, some of y'all ain't old enough, but you remember the old stars. You know, I remember everybody wanted to dance like Michael Jackson. Does anybody want to be like Michael Jackson now? Lord, he looked like that before he's dead. Does anybody want to look like Elvis now? No. Does anybody want to look like John Lennon now? No. You want to look like a Kardashian? Now, you can look like a Kardashian, but their fun don't last long. It's for a season. It's fun, and then it ends. I'm telling you this morning, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, the devil will print you a pretty picture out there, and it looks like fun, but oh boy, about the time you make that choice, you're in, he's got the hook in you, and right here you're done, started down the wrong road. You know how you get down these steps? Choose. That's how I got down here. Watch me choose. Choose, go up. Choose, go down. You know what you can do this morning? You can sit there and listen, and you can get down on your knees here this morning and get your heart right with God and leave here with everything right, with everything clean, or you can choose to say, nope, I'm going to do what I want to do, and you will face the consequences of your choices. You look. Now, that's very, very simple. That's about as simple as you can possibly get it. I know in psychology they say, we're certain ways and we have tendencies and you're born a certain way. Now the truth is we are all born with a sinful nature. We are. We're born with our flesh has the sin nature inside of it. And the bottom line is anybody in here is capable of committing any sin in the book. You can do it. We have sin nature in us, but you don't have to. And nobody makes you. No, you can't blame your sins on somebody else. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot do it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you know what they've done, buddy? They made the right choices and they came out right. Here's one of the most wisest sayings I've ever heard in my life that's not in the Bible. Not in the Bible, but it sure teaches it. Here it is. The way to be where you ought to be tomorrow is do what you ought to do today. You want to be where you want to be, where you ought to be tomorrow? Do what you ought to do today. Say, I want to be in a certain place tomorrow. The best way to do it is do what you ought to do today. So here I am. I'm doing what I ought to do today. Tomorrow I wake up and I say, man, I'm glad I did. You can't do what you shouldn't do today and wake up tomorrow and be where you ought to be. It don't work like that. I can't walk this way and say, now tomorrow I'm going to be up there behind the pulpit. It don't work that way. I'm going the wrong way. My choices are taking me the other way. Now listen, I'm about through. I'm not even going to preach long this morning. But I'm telling you, people, I'm telling you, are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? Go to the jail. I've been to jails many times. I visited jail the other day, actually, I've been to jail. I have been in jail, but not, I started to say I've not been locked up, but I have. But I've never been a prisoner. I preached in jail, and when you go in there, they lock them doors behind you, and I don't like that at all. As soon as they lock them doors, I'm thinking, how am I going to get out of here? I'm going to grab them keys off that guy's side right there. I'm going to say, look, and grab his keys. Or I can climb over that wall. I think I can get through that barbed wire. I'm skinny enough that I could wiggle through that bar. No, they got that stuff fixed, buddy. Or it'd slice your back open. But I've been to the jail, and I asked a young man in that jail, how'd you get here? How'd you get here? Why is he in jail? And he said, Brother Danny, he said, I was with these boys. Why is he with them boys? Chose to. Choice. He said, I was with these boys and we went downtown one night and then they said they wanted to break in a convenience store and I was driving and then they was drinking and we got that beer out of there and then this little kid come out running in the road and I run over it and I didn't mean to and they charged me with manslaughter and I'm here and my whole life's ruined. How'd that happen? Chose to get in the car with some boys and go to the convenience store, drink the booze. See, you get yourself into a mess. It's like that. You can do something in 5 minutes that you'll never get paid for the rest of your life. Go talk to him. I talked to a guy in Broughton Hospital the other day. He called me over and over and said, come see me, come visit me, come see me, come and visit me, come see me. I went in there. There he said. I said, man, what'd you do? He said, I stabbed this guy. I said, I got mad, and I took a knife and sat and I cut him in here somewhere, and they put him over in Broughton Hospital. And I said, what happened? He said, well, he'd done me wrong, or he thought he'd done him wrong. And he said, I went over, and I was mad, and I made the wrong choice. I chose to get a knife, put it in my hand, go to where he's at and stick it in his shoulder right in here. And now he's in Broughton. I said, when you get out, he said, it's going to be several months. They're going to evaluate me and decide if I need special care or wherever I need to go, or they're going to send me back to jail. You know why Jimmy ain't in Broughton this morning? We ain't turned him in. You know, I'm just kidding. You know why he ain't brought in this morning? Because he chose not to take a knife and stab somebody. At church. That happened at church. So he ain't brought. The other guy is because he chose to. The other guy is not because he chose not to. Now, have you ever wanted to stab somebody? Be honest. Right here in front of God and everybody. Yep. I have too. How many? You don't have to raise your hand. Haven't you ever wanted to hurt somebody? Yes. Yes, sir. I mean, if you ain't, there's something wrong with you there. I mean, there's all of us, like they just knocked their brains out. But you choose to do that. You choose to do that. You're going to face the consequences for it. I've been in the hospitals many times. I haven't been in the hospital many times. I've been to the hospital many times. Thank God I ain't been in there many times. I woke up and there's a man laying there. And he's 55. And his skin is the color of this flower right here. That's the color of his skin. His face is yellow. And I can look at him and tell what's wrong with him. He said, "Preacher, I got cirrhosis of the liver." And I said, "Wow, I wonder what happened." When I was young, I went out with these boys and I got in the habit of drinking. We just drank a little bit on the weekend. And as I got older, I got to where I wanted it more and more and more. I didn't plan on it. And then as I got in my 30s, I started craving it. And I started feeling like my day ain't complete. There's something missing. As soon as I got paid, that's the first thing I thought about. Go by the beer store. And he said, "Something in the back of my mind was saying, it's getting a hold of you, it's getting a hold of you." But I said, "I'm all right, I'm all right. I'm not like some of these people out here throwing up and rolling in a ditch." And I kept going, preacher. And I kept going. And now look at what's happened to me. The product of his choices. But then I want to tell you one worse than that. I will tell you one worse than jail. I will tell you one worse than the hospital. If you could this morning. If you could this morning. We can't. But if we could. If God would open up the lid of hellfire this morning. You'd see a man in there. From Luke chapter 16. From the Bible. He'd be lifting up his hands saying, "Oh God, I want water. I want water. Help me. Get me out of this flame." And flame shooting up here. And a flame shooting up there. Like that right there. And people screaming everywhere. I said, "Man, how'd you get here?" He said, "I saw Lazarus laid at my gate full of sores every day. I knew who Jesus was. I said no to God. I rejected him out of my life. And now I'm here and I can't get out. I'm here and I can't get out." Listen, people. Hey, listen to me. There are millions of people that died without God. They chose not to be saved. God don't make that choice for you. You do. You do. Here's a man right beside him saying, "I went to church a few times. I really did. I went and honestly, I believed it. And I was going to get saved. I meant to. I meant to get saved. And I didn't." One day I wound up here. I'm going to tell you what. Best choice I ever made in my life. I was 18 years old at Nebo Baptist Church. And I was sitting in church just like you are. That was the best choice I ever made in my life. I don't care, brother, if you become a millionaire, if you own half of Burke County, if you become the president or a world leader, the best choice you'll ever make in your life is to say, "Dear Lord Jesus, I want you in my heart. Come into my life. I want to go to heaven when I die." Buddy, buddy, that's it. Thank God. Listen, I've made some bad ones and I'm ashamed of them and I wish I could change them, but thank God I got that one right. And you can get it right too. You can get it right too. You're here this morning, you're not saved. You can get it right. You can get it right today. Now, like it or not, everybody here is going to make a choice before you leave. You ain't got no choice but to make a choice. One man said, "Well, I just won't choose today." That's a choice. You can choose to be saved. But you don't choose to be lost. You already are. You have to choose to be saved. You say, "What about the sovereignty of God, preacher?" The sovereignty of God includes the free will of man and never overrules it. Your choices are not made for you. They're made by you. God don't make you go to hell. God don't make you live in sin. You say, "Well, if he wants me to do right, why has he let all this bad?" Well, it's not as bad as you think it is. You start making right choices and he'll start helping you out. He'll start helping you out. I'll never forget old Ruckman saying years ago, he said, if you try to do right, God will help you. And if you try to do wrong, the devil will help you. The devil will work if you try to do wrong. And God will work if you try to do right. It's up to you. It's your choice. If you're here this morning, you're not saved. Choose life. Choose life. If you're here this morning, you are saved and you've been doing bad, choose what's right this morning. That's as simple and plain as I know how to make it. Let's stand. Let's stand with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. No one's moving. No one's talking. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Girls, teenager, boys, young people, every head bowed and every eye closed. We're going to give an invitation this morning. I stopped early, so we'll take just a moment. Just a moment. Is there anybody in this church here today that say, Brother Danny, I'm saved. I know I'm saved. But I sure need to make some good choices. I'm wrong. Help me. Pray for me. Pray that God will help me. You let me pray for you this morning. Just slip up your hand, take it right back down. God bless. Hands all over this building. Literally, hands all over this building. Thank you. Teenagers. How about it, girls? How about you, young ladies, young men? Is there somebody here this morning say, Preacher, I'm not saved. I'm not ready to meet God. If I died right now, I'd go to hell, and I don't want to go to hell. Pray that I'll make the right choice. Please pray for me. Anybody? Slip up that hand. Take it right back down. Anyone? Raise that hand. Slip it up. Take it right back down. We're not going to come to you. Not going to embarrass you. We're just going to pray for you. All right? If you're here this morning and you have been saved, but you know the choices you're making are going to cost you a whole lot, why don't you get down on your knees here this morning? Get in this altar. Matter of fact, every person in here today, make the right choice as we give this invitation. Make the right choice as we give this invitation. You do what you wish you'd have done on Judgment Day, and God will help you. Father, I pray right now, in Jesus' name, the Holy Spirit of God will help these and all these that lifted their hands to make that right choice right now before they leave here today. And we'll thank you and praise you for what you do. Please, God, do a miracle in hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's sing. Amen.
Just
come on. Come on. Come on. Join these on the altar. You raise your hand. You need to make the right choice. Come on, right now. Amen. Come on. That's right. That's right. Come on, young lady. Come on, boys. Come on. Come here, ladies. Pray with this girl. Amen. 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 That's right. Amen. Ladies. Pray with this girl. Amen. Amen.
Of God,
amen.
I
amen. 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 Make the right choice.
Just
come on, right now. Come on.
I am. And waiting.
Don't wait. Tomorrow might be too late. Rid your soul of one dark block. Rid your soul. That's good advice. Amen. Hallelujah.
Whose blood
can cleanse each spot. Oh,
Lamb of God.
Amen. Thank God. Amen. Thank God. That's good advice. That's good advice. Rid your soul
just
of one dark block. How about it, young man? How about it, young lady?
The
Lord will help you if you'll let him.
Will welcome Paul.
He sure will.
Done cleanse, relief, because the promise I believe,
O Lamb of God,
I come.
Amen.
I come.
Let's sing another one. Let's sing another one. Come on, right now.
Just as I am without one plea.
Yes, thank God. Thank God his blood was shed for us.
Amen. For
amen.
Me.
Amen.
And that
amen.
Thou bids me come to thee,
O Lamb of God. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. Thank God. So I'm still praying this morning. You've made a choice. You've made a choice to stay like you are, do better, do worse, do the same. You made a choice. That's what people don't like about church. It forces you. It forces you to confront your life. You made a choice this morning. Stay like I am, do better, or do worse. Do nothing. That's a choice. You say, I'm just not going to choose today. You just chose. You chose. That's a responsibility, man. Amen. Amen. These are still praying this morning. I hope that you'll make up your mind, starting today, make the right choice. The right choice ain't always easy. Usually it's not. But you sure are glad later on. The wrong choice is easy to start with, and then you regret it later. Amen. All right. Thank God. Amen. You know, you can't make it no more simpler than that. All right? The Lord said, I put before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. There ain't no in between. You don't sort of do right. You don't sort of. You're either alive or dead. You're either right or wrong. It's either heaven or hell. There's no motel you stay in when you die waiting to go to heaven or hell. Ain't no purgatory. Heaven or hell. Bam! Second you die. All right? Got that? All right. Now, that means you're responsible now for what you've heard, and I hope you'll do the right thing with it. You go home this evening and make a bunch of choices. You'll read your Bible and pray, or you'll sleep, or both, or neither, or you'll waste it. You're going to choose stuff today. Make sure you make the right choices. Okay? All right, now don't miss tonight's service. Come praying. Be here. We got some young people fired up back.